Boker Tov world, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shin Pei Daled. What a journey it's been, huh? And today's daf, Masechet Kiddushin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Hei. So let's just review the very complex sugya that we've been dealing with. We are trying to find the mikorot for the fact that anashim are pturot from a mitzvah saseh shazman gorma, and we're trying to find a makor that nashim are chayavot in mitzvah tasei she'in hazman gorma. Now, so far, our givens are that we know that a woman is not chayavet in tefillin, and we know that she is chayavet in mora ava'im. Mora ava'im we've been using as an example of a mitzvah tasei shelo hazman gorma, and tefillin we've been using so far as an example of mitzvah tasei shazman gorma, because we've been referring to the Shita that we're going to be getting closer to discussing directly, that Laila or Shabbos, Yontiv, is Zman Tefillin, in which case, is not Zman Tefillin, in which case, Tefillin is dependent in the time, according to Mani. Other Mani Omar will have to look for an alternative. But we've also had certain unique cases. So we had unique mitzvot say where Ein Zman Gormam, and nonetheless, Nashim Ar Petura. So what did we have there? We had Pidyon HaBen, we had Talmud Torah, and we had Pirya V'Rivya. So that means that we're going to have to explain which cases we take as models. But our model so far is Mora for Chiyav, Tefillin for Tur. We also have unique mitzvot Aseh, where their mitzvot Aseh Shazman Kein Gormam, and Nashim are nonetheless Chayavot. So we have Hakel, and we have Matzah, and we have Simcha, at least if we don't explain Simcha as meaning Pa'alam Misamcha, which is the way Abaya explained it, as we'll see, Alibid Rebbe Yehuda, we have Simcha as well. Okay, so the Gemara, until now, has been dealing with all of the cases. We managed to figure out why we would use the model as Meira for the Chiyav and Tefillin for the Ptur. And because of that, we had to go through how about all the other cases and explain why they couldn't serve as models, because there's Shnei Ketuvim Aban Ke'echad in each of them, and we would therefore have to look to the one that is left. The problem is that we went through a lot of agony to reach a pshat of a balance between those things which were Shnei Ketuvim Aban Ke'echad and those things which were models. But the entire thing falls apart, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he learns that a woman is chayevet in Pirya V'Rivya, and al shneim hu omer vayevarech otam Elohim pruravu. And since according to that, women are chayavot in that mitzvah asay, so then we only have one mitzvah asay where women are pturot, even though it's not Zman Gorma. So it's not Shtek Tuvim Ein Gechad anymore. What is that single mitzvah that say Talmud Torah? So the question goes back to where we were. Why not use that as the model for all mitzvot that say that women are pturot? If they're pturot for Talmud Torah, they're pturot according to everyone. We should use that instead of the tefillin. Answers the Gemara, well, we can do our business about Shnei Ketuvim Aban Ke'echad with Talmud Torah too, because we should not be Talmud Torah Pidyon HaBen Shnei Ketuvim Aban Ke'echad. Pidyon HaBen is a great example of a mitzvah that is not Hazman Gorma, and women are pturot. Remember, we learned that out from the pasuk of the Tipadeh and Padeh, that one is somebody else's b'chuyev to be paid as b'chuyev to be paid. It's fine, so the woman is pturot. That was how we started the whole sugya. And therefore, we can rely on kol shnei ketuvim aboim ge'echaz, ein melabdim. So therefore, we cannot learn from Talmud Torah or from Pidyon HaBen that women should be pturot from a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman gorma. But we've got another problem. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who holds that women are chayavot in Pirya V'Rivya, so how can we use the other model? Our model was Moira. Now that we have also the mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya, So now we end up having two ksuvim, aboim ke'echad, and we can no longer use meira to prove that women are chayavot in a mitzvah saseh, in which the zman is not koveya, because let's put together period of a rivya, according to Rabbi Yochanan bar Brocha, that women are chayavot in, put it together with meira, and then we end up having shnei ktuvim aboim ke'echad, and ein melamdim. So according to this, women should indeed be pturais, even from any mitzvah to say, even if they're not mitzvah sashay shazman gorma. No, says the Gemara. Because remember, you can only say shnei ktuvim aboim ke'echad if they were two examples of the same din. And therefore it would be, if one of them was meant as a model, why did the Torah use the other one? But if I can show you that I would not be able to derive one from the other, so that's called tzriche, so I make a tzriche, so then obviously it wouldn't be shnei ktuvim aboim ke'echad. And that's exactly the case over here. Since I need each of them, tzriche, and I wouldn't know one from the other, it doesn't create a problem of not being able to utilize meira as the example. Because let's say the Torah would have written meira and would not have written piri of arivya. So I would have said, hava mina, since it says beferish, bevechiv shua, in the mitzvah piri of arivya, and ish darkolich bosh, maybe he's the only one who is chayav, because the Torah puts together kru urvu, milu et arz, vekiv shua. Well, women don't generally run out to war, and therefore they're not chayavot in piri of arivya. So I would have said, unless the Torah told me specifically, then she wouldn't have been chayavah. On the other hand, if the Torah, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, had given us specifically the mitzvah piri of arivya, that nashim are chayavot, and it didn't write the mitzvah of meira of aim. How did we learn from there? Remember, from the plural ish of v'imotira u, lashon rabim, which includes the nashim. So then, hava mina, meira, a woman wouldn't be chayevet, for the very reason that we actually had reversed the order, and we said that in the Mishnah, that it really a woman is not able to be mechayevet as long as she's married. So I would have thought, since the norm is for a woman to get married, and if she does, then she's not going to be able to have it in her hands to be mekayim all of these mitzvot. So I would have said an ish, where it's the norm that he's able to spend his time according to the way he wishes to, and sipek biyado la'asot. Yes, so there's a chiyah. But isha, she ain't sipek biyado la'asot. No, given the ain't sipek biyado la'asot, maybe the Torah wasn't mechayev at all, not just by telling her, okay, listen, do your best. If the norm is that her best is not going to be good enough, so the Torah wouldn't put her in a place where she's mechuyevet. Therefore, I need to know both of those things. There's a chiyav of meira, and there's a chiyav also on the period of arivya, and the din of shnei ktuvim aboim ke'echad doesn't apply. So in the meila, we're left with the limudim that we had originally. Now, of course, all of these discussions only make sense according to the man d'amar who holds that shnei ktuvim aboim ke'echad ein melamdim. But what about according to the man d'amar who holds shnei ktuvim aboim ke'echad melamdim? Oh my God! Then what are we going to do? Ma'ika l'meimar. So then we should learn from the idea of pidyon haben and limud Torah that we have over there a ptur for women, even though these are mitzvahs that have nothing to do with zman gorma. So that should be a general rule that mitzvahs, women are pturais from the mitzvahs asay. Ma'rava, you know what? You're right. According to this approach, we're going to have to find a completely different marker for everything we've been looking for. And I'll tell you where to look for this. Look to Papunya. There's a good town for you. And there's somebody very smart in that town. And his name is Rav Acha bar Yaakov. And they know how to explain this. Papunya de like the time of Milsa. Umona Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Omar Kroh. We have an amazing posset in which we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillin. And it says over there, Vayala chala ot ayadecha, Uzikaron beinecha, and then it says the strangest thing: Leman tiye Torat Adonai beficha ki biyot chazaka otziacha Adonai mimitzrayim. What is Leman tiye Torat Hashem beficha doing here? So that means that it's telling you that Kol HaTorah Kula is seen as an extension of the way in which the tefillin are going to be utilized by you. That means that the Torah is being makish Kol HaTorah Kula to tefillin. Just like tefillin is a mitzvah asei, shazman gorma and nashim are peturot, af kol mitzvah asei, shazman gorma, nashim are peturot. And now that we're talking about a hekesh is much more powerful. We're not going to look around for all of these limudim of shnektun and bankechot. Torah is saying beferish, this is your model. So if that is necessary to tell us, then it means that the norm is that things like tefillin your potter, but other things your chayim. Bichlal the mitzvah says lo hazman gorma nashim chayavot. So that would work out without our getting involved in all of this agonizing over the mitzvah says hazman gorma shnektum apayim keechad. All of our different examples, everything finally is easy, straightforward, according to Papunoi. Yes, except for one problem. The question is, the model of tefillin, are you absolutely sure that the model of tefillin is a model of a mitzvah asei shazman gorma? What about according to the man, the Amar holds a tefillin is a mitzvah asei shalo hazman gorma? Because as we mentioned earlier, and now we're going to look into clearly who that is, that tefillin, you are chayev on tefillin at night and on Shabbos and on Yantim, which means that now everything is backwards, because now our model is that women are peturais from a normal mitzvah saseh. And because of that, if we're comparing Kol HaTorah Kula to tefillin, according to the Papunoi, so then we should learn out that Nashim are actually peturais from any mitzvah asei she'ein hazman gorma. And then we can learn out that from out of matzah and out of hakel, that normally the woman would have been chayevet to be mekayim a mitzvah that is hazman gorma. Because remember, now we're going according to the man di Amar, that shnei ketuvim habayim ke'echad, we are melamdim. So now we would end up with exactly the opposite of everything that we just did. We've got a model in tefillin that women are indeed peturais on all mitzvahs that say that ein hazman gorma, but if hazman gorma, it's a special mitzvah like matzah, okay, then you are chayavas, same way you're chayav in hakel. The more special the zman gorma is, the more the isha is chayevet. It's amazing. So if we're taking all of our approaches, and now it's going to be dependent on the shita, how do you know that it isn't the exact opposite? Ah, because who is that man diom? Man shamat leidiomar tefillin mitzvah aseh shelo hazman gorma. Who is the man diomar that says that you're chayev in tefillin at all times? That is Rabbi Meir in Erevin says that. But we know that Rabbi Meir himself holds shnei ketuvim aboim ke'echad. He holds that indeed the shnei ketuvim aboim ke'echad, in this case, we have matzah and hakel. Then the problem, according to Rabbi Meir, is he holds that shnei ketuvim aboim ke'echad in melamde. And therefore, we don't have now this opposite limud. So therefore, according to this is how Rashi understands it. So therefore, it works out very well, because I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir Gufa. We know that we cannot use matzah and hakel. On the contrary, since there's shnektum aban kecha, they're not melamdim. Therefore, we have no basis to say that a woman should be chayevet in the mitzvahs that are hazman gorma. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds shnektum aban kecha is melamdim? We said that before. So now I don't understand. If we're going to say that, then we have tefillin, because he himself holds that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman gorma. He's the one who argues on Rabbi Meir, and he says that Laila is the zman tefillin. So according to him, we're really in trouble. where do we have any kind of marker that a woman is petura from a mitzvah saseh shazman gorma? I got one more beautiful trick up my sleeve. And that is, remember we took for granted before that the mitzvah of simcha, remember Abaye said before, simcha ba'ala misamcha. So simcha is not a good example of a mitzvah saseh shazman gorma that nashim are chayavot. Ah, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that a simcha is actually a mitzvah on the isha, not like Abaye. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it also works out okay. Why? Because according to him, you have three ksuvim aboim kecha. You have matzah, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gorma that a woman is chayav. You have simcha, which you discounted earlier, and you have hakel. And that equals shloshe ktuvim aboim ke'echad. And even Rabbi Yehuda is made that shloshe ktuvim aboim ke'echad ein melamdin. Okay. So now we've accounted for every different approach, depending on whether tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shazman gorma, depending on whether you hold we're learning it out from a mabetzino, or whether you're learning it out from a hekesh, and whether there's shleishik suvim, and therefore what the din is by simcha. Quite amazing that it happens to work out just right according to everybody. And this is something, interestingly enough, that the Zohar points out that is very nogea Rosh Hashanah. And that is, the Zohar, you'll remember if you read the Zohar, the Atkiyos, all of the inyanim, of the difference of the meaning of tekiah and the difference of the meaning of trua, and which midas kaviyochel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu each one is meramis to, and what they do, and so on. And it's very complex, the impact in the rakia. So the Zohar says, you know, you got all of these Talmudists. They don't have the slightest idea what we're talking about. They go through all of these fakas. Is it this type of call? Is it that type of call? So Mamele should be machmir, and you should do it. So they end up doing the same thing, but just for totally different reasons. So it always works out, the level of Torah that's this galah. But in the end, we know that this is the way that our Kabbalah is, and this is the way that was done. Now you want to understand where you know it from. Everybody's different approach will obviously have a different approach to Torah, in which the consistency comes out in very complex ways. And this is Gemara is a perfect example. You can have the very same pasuk being used in the opposite way to prove it according to the Mandi Omra holds the opposite approach. Beautiful. Okay, so now we move on because we have another statement about women, and we never actually explain how we know that. And that is that every mitzvah asay, lota asay, so men and women are both chayof. Now, how do we know that? Omra v'yir omra, v'chein tonet v'yir bishmo. Well, that, it says beferish, Omar Krah, ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatot adam. So that means that the Torah is talking about over there, bechiyev for making a shvua on pikadain, and the shvuas ha-pikadain, your mechiyev, both as an ish and as an isha, which would mean that the same way the korbanos, of course, it may just be a coincidence that we're learning this on our Erev of Rosh Hashanah, but remember that this is the mitzvah where we learn out the chiyuv of tshuva, because this is the makor of vidui, right? At least in Vayikra, not in this pasuk, but in the same chiyuv. So therefore, since it says beferish isho isha, hishva hakatuv isha leish lechol onashim shebat Torah. So if you're talking about a lav, that's onashim, meaning an azor of malchus, so that is addressed to both ish o isha beferish. Devei Reb Eliezer Tana. Now, Devei Reb Eliezer is not coming to argue on this. This is a different issue because there are other things that we need to discuss that the Mishnah has not directly spoken about, but that we need to know whether the din of isha ve'ish is precisely the same or not. So this is not in context of our Mishnah. Devei Reb Eliezer Tana. There are other psukim that tell you that an isha is included in other sets of issues. So let's see. We have in the posik, of course, Ela Mishpatim Ashatasim Lifnehem. Lifnehem means everybody, which means therefore Ishva Hakatuv Ishala Ish V'chol dinim sheba Torah. So since it's talking about everyone, that would mean that all people have the dinim of mishpatim of tashlumim. You're chayev, you made a loan, what the din is, paying it, and so on. All of these issues apply equally to each of each. Dvei Chizkiya Tana, there's another pasuk that talks about each of each, where we're talking about a shor that was heinit ish o isha. So that means that if the woman is a victim, it's exactly the same as if a man is a victim. Yishva katuv isha leish l'chol mitot shabat Torah. So therefore, if a shor kills, there's a chiyuv of kefer in the event that it's a muad, and if she's murdered, so someone will be chayev misa. This is talking about her as the victim. And you should know that tzricha, we need to have all three psukim over here, because you can't learn just from a mamatzinu one from the other. Why? Because let's say the Torah only told us that first pasuk about the halacha of kol onashim shabbat Torah. Okay. So then I would have said, all right, you know why over there the Torah specifically wants, there it's talking about bringing a carb. If she made a shkua about kviras mammon and it was a lie, and then she came moda and so on. So if we only had known that, that's because the main point of that pasuk is to tell us how to bring a kapara so that she should have a kapara. Okay, so the Torah wants to be merachim on her so that she should be able to have a kapara. So it included her in these dinim. Masha Einken, when it comes to dinyanim of mishpatim, and that she should be part of all of the halachas of the business intercourse, women are not normally part of that world. So maybe I would have thought, ish debar masah umatan. Men generally are engaged in all of these types of things, and they're the ones that are dealing with the banking and the investments and so on. Okay, so there we have to have a social contract that binds the men. But an isha doesn't normally engage in business. I mean, maybe the Torah wasn't much so marked on it, maybe not. And if the Torah would have brought mishpatim, I would have said, well, for heaven's sakes, imagine what the situation would be if women were not part of the social contract. It'd be a disaster. Who would want to deal with a woman if you can't take her to court and you can't apply these same kind of fines? And you forget about it. So then if she needs to go out and make a living, nobody's going to want to get involved with her. So this is a disaster. That's chiyusa. I mean, this is making a living. Her whole life is basically at risk over here, right? Therefore, I understand that the Torah would be mechayev her. Aval kofer? What? That if somebody had a shor that killed an isha, I mean, maybe I would think, listen, if the shor killed an ish who is chayev in all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, so then you have to pay kofer. But an isha who doesn't have all of the same chiyuvim as we just learned, so maybe there's no chiyuv of kefir also. And on the other hand, if we're talking about only this case, about the inyanim of kefir and the inyanim of it being a victim, I would say, well, obviously. And when you're talking about life, there's a loss of life, for heaven's sakes, ibud neshama. Of course, chas rachmana Allah, and a woman, I mean, it comes to pure life, where you're going to say the life of a woman is worth less. Avahanach tarte. These other issues, they may be chiyusa, but they're not neshama, they're not ibud neshama. So over there, I would say maybe women are not included. So therefore, I have three separate parshias. Tell me in which elements of the Torah we address all aspects to nashim as well as to anashim. But we said that there are also three special cases. Now, we've had special cases in every category. We've had our special cases of hakel and matzah. We've had our special cases of pidyon haben and talmud Torah. And it turns out we have special cases even in a lotase. So the Mishnah says there are special cases of lotase that a woman is petura. What are those cases? Chutz mi bal takiv, u bal tashvit, u bal tatameh lemeti. So the iser of a kohen being metame to a mace does not apply to benot Aaron. It only applies to bnei Aaron. What about the question of shaving off your peot? Woman is not chayevet in shaving off peot. And what about if a woman has a beard? Is she asura to use a razor on that beard? Nope, she's not asura. Bal tashchit, she's not asura. So now I understand it's obvious to me that, of course, I know the source of why there's no iser for a bas kohen to be metame lemetim. As a beferish pasuk, the whole beginning of Emor is Emor el kohanim b'nei Aharon. So it stresses over there that this parsha is about b'nei Aharon, not about benot Aharon. But how do we know that a woman is allowed to shave her head, or that she's allowed to shave a beard? How do we know that? Well, take a look at the pasuk that appears about Yisrael, not about kohanim. Remember, we do have a special pasuk about kohanim, but we have a pasuk about Yisrael. And this is one of the mitzvahs that is repeated in Emor as a specific mitzvah of a kohen. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Yisrael, so there it says, Lo takifu pa'at roshchem, ve'lo tashchit et pa'at zikanech. So it puts together two different isurim. One of them is to round, that's the takif. So to round means that what you would have is a straight line from the edge of your head going around over your ears and coming straight around to your neck, so that you would have a round, bald area that was shaved off. That's takifu, which would mean that it's that area right here above where it's even with the ear coming around to the back, and that area you're not supposed to round. Fine. Then it says, and it compares it to not being mashchit pa'at zikanecha. Now, why does it put it together like that? As a hekesh. And it's telling you only someone who's yeshlo b'hashchata, yeshlo b'hakafa. So someone who is included in the iser of being destroying, literally, hashchata of a beard, we'll see the difference, is included in the iser of rounding the hair, which doesn't have to be done as destruction. But hane nashe, since they are not chayavot in hashchata, so they are also not chayav in hakafa. But wait a minute, you took that for granted. How did you know that? Uminalan delo itnu bashchata. What makes you say that women are not asuras in hashchatat hazakan? Well, I could say a svara, or I could say a pasuk. I could say a svara. So the svara is, well, they don't have a beard. That doesn't sound like much of a svara, but what it means is that since the norm is that a woman doesn't have a beard, so even if she does have a beard, it doesn't matter. And the Torah was addressing people who have beards, but a woman who doesn't have a beard would not be included, right? Or it could be a pasuk. And it's a beautiful diak in the pasuk. Absolutely stunning. Look at this pasuk. Lo takifu pa'at roshchem, v'lo tashchit et pa'at zikanecha. So apparently you have two heads and one beard. Obviously, we're talking to the people. Roshchem, anybody who's got a head. But not everybody has got a beard. Ah, that's the point. So you're talking about the people who normally have beards. In other words, zikanecha lashon yochid, midashon ikra b'dibure. Because why doesn't it say pa'at zikanchem? If it was talking to everybody, just say we say roshchem, we should say zikanchem. If it stresses zikanecha, it's telling you, listen, this is a problem of your beard, not your wife's beard. So memela, there's no iser on the isha. Now, by the way, there would be a very serious difference between these two things, right? Because what about the din of an eved? Every mitzvah that a woman is chayavin, an eved is chayavin. So now, an Evet certainly normally does have a beard, right? So there you have an example of an Isha with a beard, so to speak. So if it's just a Sfora that the Torah is only addressing people that normally have beards, so then it would include an Evet. If it's based on the Pasuk, so then it's a big mighty Isha, and therefore the Evet would also be Putter, right? Fascinating, because the Rambam speaks out in Farish that actually, this is because Isha ein la zakan, but an evet sheyesh la zakan is chay. Okay. Now, the question is that we've got a brayta that says beferish, the opposite of the Mishnah. The brayta says, you're saying velo? There's no isra on a woman to shave her beard? Doesn't it say beferish in the brayta? A woman or a saris, somebody who is sterile, and he's sterile, hormonally sterile, so he basically is never growing, normally never going to grow facial hair. So in the event that there is facial hair on such a person, or on a woman, that there is facial hair, so it says over here, that is a zakan l'chol divrei. That's totally a beard. I don't give a hang about the sex. I don't give a hang about the hormones. Makes no difference to me. A face with hair is called a beard. The Mishnah said beferish not like that. So how are we supposed to understand the bright? I mean, if it says l'chol divrei'em, I mean, I'm assuming that means in terms of this iser of hashchata, right? Says Abaye, no. Of course not. Because that's not up for grabs. I'll tell you why. Because l'hashchata lo metzit amrit. We know that it says by Bnei Aharon. Remember, we have two separate parshas. So one of them refers to Yisrael. Lo tashchit et pa'ad zikanecha, which was what we darshened earlier. But there's also a repeat of this same mitzvah in Emor. U'pa'ad zikanam lo yigalechu. Now, if that's the case, just like by the case of the Kayanim, the women are peturais, as clearly as it says, because afkan, so then if that's the case, then afkan, nashim, are peturot. In other words, Abaye is taking for granted that since the whole opening of the pasuk, emor al hakohanim, b'nei Aharon, v'lo b'not Aharon, l'nefesh lo yatamah ba'amav, and then goes on to discuss, patzikanam, lo yigalechu, so then it means to tell me that just like Nashim or Benot Kohanim are Peturais, so too, everybody is put. But, okay, if we hold, like Abaye, who's obviously taking this for granted, that when it says Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aharon, it's referring to the whole Parsha, which means that women are not Chayavot in any of the things mentioned over here, which would include Tashchas HaZakan and the Pe'ah and Lenefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amat. Right? So now, okay, so now that's telling us that women are pterized from all of these things, then why do we need the pasuk? I don't understand. You made this big deal of pa'at, pa'at, the gzeirah shavet, so forget about the gzeirah shavet. It's a simple kal v'chomer. If, I mean, I would figure this out myself, anamina, if Kohanim, with the Torah is much more makbid on Kohanim, and gives them extra mitzvahs that wasn't given to others, and nonetheless, it repeats this mitzvah and tells us that only the men are chayavot, Chayavim, and the Nashim are not Chayavot. So Kal v'chomer, B'nei Aharon v'lo B'not Aharon, general people who don't have that Kedusha, the Kuna, Yisrael, or Goshiken. So obviously we're not going to be more machmir on a Isha Yisraelit than we are on an Isha as a Kohen. So therefore, why would it say the Gzeirah Shavah? Okay, so what are you saying? What you're saying is that if it wouldn't have been for the Gzeirah Shavah, Havamina Hifsika Inyan. Wait a second. There's a beautiful closing to that whole first piece, right? The first piece begins, L'nefesh lo yitama ka'amav ki'im, and then it starts talking about, you know, his father and his mother, and for also achoto shelo ayta le'ish la yitama. Period. Okay, now we move on to a completely different topic. The other topics that have to do with shaving, what does that have to do with the opening? So I would have thought that only the part about Tumas Mace is the part that is B'nei Aharon v'lo B'not Aharon, but it's not a statement about the entire Parsha, in which case I need to know this, the Gzeirah Shavah, that in fact, just like there is a Ptur. What do you mean? But then you don't know that there's a Ptur. I don't understand what you're saying. So Ashtanami Nema Hifsika in you, we should say the same thing even with the Gzeirah Shavah that we spoke about B'nei Aharon only up to the Lo Yitama. So you're saying, okay, so then what is the point of making the Gzeirah Shavah? The point of making the Gzeirah Shavah is simply for teaching me the very well-known halacha that we've spoken about so many times, the lashon of the two chiyuv, the chiyuv of not shaving for Yisrael and not shaving for a kohen, are totally different. In one, the lashon is lo yigalechu, and in the other, which is by the kohanim, and in the other is lo tashchit. There's a big difference between lo yigalechu and lo tashchit. And as we're going to see, putting those two terminologies together with the Gezeirah Shavah of Pa'at Pa'at leads us to the conclusion that you actually did this morning. You used an electric shaver. How did you use an electric shaver to be over on this Isser from today's Pa'at Pa'at? Then this was what we learned. Lo, you got lechu by Tayanim. I would have thought that that means whatever. I've been Giluach, even with a pair of scissors. Or an electric shaver, which is nothing but a glorified pair of 100,000 scissors, right? So fine. Therefore, the Torah had to say by the Isser of Yisroel, which is now compared to that Isser with the Gzeresh of a Pa'at Pa'at, that only if you are destroying your beard. So in other words, that means that you have to do something that is actually against the skin itself. And since the scissors can never get that close, no matter what Norelko claims. So therefore, as you can easily see with your own, by trying to shave a hair on your hand and seeing that it is definitely still there. And therefore, since it doesn't go all the way down, therefore the Torah was telling you, you can use your electric shaver. There you go. That was the point of Pa'at Pa'at. Now, Yochal, what about the other way? Yochal, Likta b'malaket b'rit mi'echayev. Now, I mean, this guy is really, really desperate. His shaver broke, and he's going out on a date. And all he's got left is the plane from his toolbox. So he figures, oh, gosh, what can you do? So that's going to be mashchit. Oh, sure as heck, it'll be mashchit. Should he? Is he usher even with that? No. Yochal likto b'malakei to brehitni. Rashi says these are both planes. He literally puts in the word plena. And they're just smaller or larger, used for different things. Anyway, so you might think that a plane is certainly a hashkata, Talmud Omar lo yigalechu, but that, whoever uses a plane to do gibuach. So it has to be the derech hagibuach, and it has to also be mashchit. How do we know that we know put those two things together? Only from the gzeirah shavah pa'at pa'at, ketzad halacha l'maisa. You need both. It needs to be a classic type of giluach, which also brings about hashkata, and that's only one thing, a shaving razor. Aviomer zeta'ar. So therefore, the Gzeres Shavah does not prove anything about women being paturais. So now how do I know? If you're telling me that the idea of b'nei Aaron v'lo b'not Aaron is limited to the first parsha of Tumas Meis, because I'll tell you what. In Cain, if the only issue of the Gzeres Shavah was to teach me the comparison of Hashchata to Giluach, so then I wouldn't have needed the word Pa'at Zekanecha, because I could have understood just the word Zekanecha. Nichtav Kra, so the Pasuk should have said, Vishebizekanecha, right? Instead of writing Pa'at Zekanecha, we talked about the Pe'ah a minute ago, so the Pe'ah of your Rosh, and Zikanecha, the corners of your Rosh and Zikanecha. Why do you have to mention Beferish Pa'at? That's coming to tell me this is a total Gezeirah Shavah to include all aspects of Gezeirah Shavah, both Lagabi the Chiyav of Nashim and Lagabi the Chiyav of how to define Hashchata. And therefore, the very position of the Gezeirah Shavah is telling me that indeed, B'nei Aaron v'lo b'not Aaron, otherwise I have no explanation. Why did I need this? So therefore, we were right the way Abaya understood it originally. B'nei Aaron is a definition of Parshas Emor. Wait a minute. I started off by asking you. Yeah, you've gotten me so involved in figuring this out, I forgot my question. The Mishnah says that a woman's beard is not a beard, and the Braita said that a sterile beard or a woman's beard is a beard for all issues. What are all issues meaning then? So now you said it's not a beard. So what is it? What does it mean? So then that brisa that says zekan ha'isha v'asarish ha'elo sayar harein kezakan l'chol divrayim. What do you mean l'chol divrayim? Omar Mazruta, what's wrong with you, man? There's a whole different set of issues where you have to define whether something is a beard. What's the din of a woman who has a michya, let's say, on her face? Is it any different in the area of the beard? Is it any different than a michya on her tummy? No, it's exactly the same. But what's the din of a man who has a michya in his beard? It's not a nega. It's a whole different type of nega that affects beards with completely different, which completely different sets. A michya in the skin is going to have sear lavan, and that'll be a simen tuma. Masha inkein tsaras of the zakan, which is mentioned specifically in the Torah, is if it's sear tzahov dak, and all kinds of tremendously different dinim. So that's what it's saying. We have the braita teaching me that even though you'd think, but wait a minute, hormonally, this is not a zakan. Who cares hormonally? When it comes to the issue of the dinim of tzaras, a zakan is a zakan is a zakan. If there's hair there, then it's considered to be like the Rosh V'zakan. That's the point. Says the Gemara, how can you say that? Why would we need a brisa? I don't understand. We need a brisa to tell me something that it says in the Torah? It's a pasuk. It says, V'ish o isha, ki yebo nega b'rosh o b'zakan. Now, you can't make it more clear than that. So, I mean, any two-year-old that learned that pasuk knows that that means that a zakan is wherever there's hair. And it makes absolutely no difference whether this is a male or a female, or and whether hormonally a male or a female, none of this makes any difference. Elamar Mazutra, sorry. He was saying something more chashuv than just the fact that the simonim are the same. He's saying, Elamar Mazutra letaharat negaim. And we're not for too much negaim, but that the woman goes through the same tahara as a man. That's a shave off all her hair, uses the tziporim, et cetera, et cetera. What? How does that help? Taharas Negoyim is just as obvious as Tumas Negoyim. And for heaven's sakes, if the Torah is addressing the Parsha to Ish O Isha, so then the whole Parsha is being addressed if she has the Tumas Negoyim. So why wouldn't it be addressing the Taharas Negoyim? Given the Bat Tumagi, Bat Taharangi. I mean, why would I have thought otherwise? Okay. I'm going to go back to what we said before. You know what? Actually, Marzutra said what he said. But you say it's a Beferish Apostle, Isha Isha, that has a nega of Rosh O Zakan. That doesn't necessarily mean the Zakan of an Isha. I could have easily understood that Apostle to be read Litzdadim, respectively. Isha Isha, who have a nega in the Rosh, which a normal woman would have, or a zakan, which is a reference only to the ish, not to the isha. I wouldn't be able to know for sure that the ish o isha is a reference to both of the statements. That's called litzdadim. So therefore, I would have said, read it like this. Ish o isha, yega nega barosh. Then, o bizakan, that's going back le'ish, amash malan, and therefore we need the price of the tummy. Don't think that. And actually, 100%, there is the same din. Now, comes along easy to say, you forgot there's four cases of lotasa that the isha isn't included, and it's a similar type of issue, which is the iser of lotasimu karacha, and that also has the psukim by kohanim and the psukim by normal yisrael. And this is why isi says women are pturas for bayikrachu. Doroshach, since it says in the pasuk of Banim Atem LaShem Elokechem, Lo Titkodedu VeLo Tasimu Korcha Bein Einichem, so you're not allowed to be mitgodet, to scratch your skin. I think that means dafka with an instrument over a mate, as we'll see. And you're not allowed to make a bald spot by tearing out your hair, which the goyim used to do on a mate. So since it says banim atem la'shem elokecha, it's stressing banim velo banot. And that would mean the lo tasimu korcha b'neinichem is not a reference to women. So I don't understand. But how did you read that It says, "Banimatem Lashem Elokechem lo titkoredu v'lo tasimu korcha b'neinechem." And you said that the banim v'lo banot is a reference to lo tasimu korcha. What about lo titkoredu? That's a separate iser. So then there should have been five things. If Isi is going to add the korcha, so then he's got to add the lo titkoredu. What makes you think we're only talking about the korcha? Maybe atomer lekorcha. Maybe it's also referring to Gedida, which makes sense. I mean, that's the first thing that was said. Ah, but since it says at the end, Ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem Elokecha, obviously the Nashim are part of the Am Kadosh. I mean, that was the whole thing on Sinai, right? This is Kotomar LeBeit Yaakov and so on. I mean, they're the ones that are the where it's the whole point of giving the Torah. Was a tent to Yuli Mamlechas Kohanim, Goy Kadosh, and this Bedavka was talking about women first. So it can't possibly mean that she's Ptura from Gedida. Hare Gedida Amur, Amani Mekayim Banim Velo Banot. I have no choice, and I have to push off the meaning of Banim Velo Banot, go past Gedida, and put it onto Korcha. What? But how do you understand? You're just choosing at random. Why not put it in order? First say banim atem, and therefore Gedida is only for banim, and then say lo tasimu korcha, and explain that the am kadosh Hashem Elokecha, maybe that is referring dafka to the korcha, and they're all chayev. How do you know? Where did you come up with this idea that you're going to use the two psukim in different ways? It doesn't seem, I mean, it doesn't mention in either pasuk specifically which is which. Ah, because remember that Gedida is making a tear in your skin anywhere, not only on your head, whereas Korcha is only on your head, b'neinecha. So Marabani eta Gedida sheyesh lo b'makom se'ar v'shelo b'makom se'ar. It is not related to hair, but korcha, which is limited, making like a space that's bald, obviously is only bald if it's b'mokum seyar. So therefore, I would say, okay, which of these two isurim, Yedida or korcha, is broader, more inclusive, more likely to be chal on women? Ki am kadosh, therefore, would be the Yedida. And the korcha, that would be the more limited one, and therefore it says banim, is referring to something else. Now, wait a second over here. You are misrepresenting things here. Lo yikrchu korcha b'roshan, upatzikanam lo yigalechu, and you're left at the end of the pasuk. Very convenient here, you see. How about the end of the pasuk that says, ubifsaram lo yisretu saratet? So now, and our hava mina now is, that these are different isurim. Gedida is to use like a knife or some or something that will cut your skin. And there's unfortunately people, as we know, that do this as part of mental illness or out of tremendous tsar, cutting the skin. And then there's an inyan of srita, of tearing at your skin. Those are two different isurim. That's with your fingers. The other one is with using some kind of kli. And you left that out. And therefore, why not be mechalek and say, listen, the pasuk said both banim velo banot, and it says beferish lo titkoredu velo tasimu korcha. I mean, so that's a reference to both bein la korcha, bein la gedida. Then, when you write the general pasuk ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem Elokecha, that's referring to the issue of ubivisaram lo yisutu saratet, and there indeed it's only referring to. The least one is referring only to men and not to women. So why didn't you mention that? That's because Isi disagrees with your fundamental assumption. Kasavar Isi, Srita Ugedida Achati, that there are no two different things. One pasuk uses the lashon of the Saretet, and the other one refers to Gedida, but each one is either Biyad or Bekli. So Mimela, I have no choice but to say that we have a contradiction. On the one hand, Am Kadosh is including women. And on the other hand, Banim Velo Banais is excluding women. So I need to use the Svara. Which one is more likely? This is our understanding so far. However, the next time that we meet, we will be going on to finding an alternative explanation. So this should keep you on the edge of your seats the whole Rosh Hashanah. And now we have to ask the Ish-E-T, if he's hiding here somewhere behind that name, whether, or what time rather, we end up meeting the next time. So we've done two dapim, which means that we've actually covered not only our Shabbos daf, which we would have no way of making up, but even our Metzoyah Yontif daf, we've managed to catch up. I don't know why we did that, but I guess people are pretty worn out after Rosh Hashanah. Whoa. Oh, ouch. Okay. Especially if they are davening for the Tzibor. I could see Naftali shaking his head over there behind that name. Thank God we don't have to meet on Metzai. My feet can't even hold me up any longer. I know exactly what that's like. Okay. So maybe that's why we did it. But in any event, the next time that we meet is during the Aser Shemei Teshuvah on Tzom. Now it's going to be at Tzom Gedalia. So would it be okay if we meet at the normal time at Tzom Gedalia, which is what we usually do? Yeah. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem. Nu Naftali, was I right? Are you gasping? Oh, got it. Believe me, I get tired just standing next to you. All right. So I hope that we'll be zeicha to learn together on Tzom Gedalia. And I also hope that we'll be zeicha to meet this afternoon if you have energy and if your schedule allows. If not, we'll record it to have a shir l'chvod Rosh Hashanah in some very empowering preparation. At least I think it's empowering. I hope it's empowering. So I hope I'll see you then, Bezrat Hashem, or that we'll share at least electronically. Now, I notice that there's this strange electronic-looking hand that seems to relate to Moshe Forman, which is always a very dangerous hand to call on. But since it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're trying to do teshuva and be extra special nice, let's call on Moshe Forman. Yes, Moshe, how would you like to enlighten us?
No, I wanted to just let people know with the flashcards that we did in Baruch Hashem, we did the whole
come on, speak with energy. Don't be embarrassed. Give it to us straight from the hip. Okay, got something for you guys, man. And if you don't share it, you're a bunch of idiots. Okay, so what do you have for us?
All right. So what we've done until now is a little bit small potatoes. It was mainly just to be grounding you in the actual nusach of the halacha. What I'm hoping to do is
which halacha
over this in Hilchos Teshuvah.
Okay, speak things out.
And what I wanted to do during that Aser Shemei Teshuvah, what I'm hoping to do is do another round or two on the halachas that are Nogia Aser Shemei Teshuvah, and specifically those ones. So I just wanted to let people know that we're hopefully working on that. And people who haven't been doing the cards can also, like, if they want to just write me, I can set it up so that they could get the specific ones for Aser Shemei Teshuvah. So just a public service announcement.
Okay, so Moshe and Gavi have been working on the Hashlama of Aser Shemei Teshuvah to be mashlim the entire Hilchos Teshuvah, the Rambam, utilizing the cards that force you to remember, to review, and to be medayik, which is a great tool. And therefore, it's a wonderful chance to just give a simple test of the power of this chazora, is to, even though if you haven't been doing it until now, Moshe is offering a very dangerous offer. Get started now for just Hilchos Teshuvah. You never know where it might take you after the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. If you're willing to risk the fact that you might end up knowing the whole Rambam, risk it. How bad can you go? Even Richie's not going to get sent to the principal's office just for knowing the Rambam, for heaven's sakes. So we hope that everything will be good. Come on, Rich, give us a big smile. L'shana tova, tikatev techatev. Okay. Now we're going to do... Well, now we're going to do Heter Nedarim. Is that okay? If somebody needs it and hasn't been to the Beit HaKnesset to do it, or is not going to be able to get a chance to do it, So I think the way that we did it last time is that everybody basically spoke out the neder at the same time. We had three people, and then those three people would stand for some other three that were masking. Okay, so how about if we do that? So if you would like, our first bezdin should be the elders of the community here, right? I mean, Richie should be the Dayan HaGadol. I'll join with Richie. Both of us look like a bunch of white geese, as the Gemara said before. So, did you already do it, Richie? Is that why you're shaking your head? You're on mute. You're on mute. I can't hear you.
I half did it, but is there a problem of doing it twice? Because
there's no problem. It's a big mitzvah. All right, so there's me, Richie, and Reb Barnea. Okay, can we be... Barnea, do you hear me, or you're too busy on your phone? He's too busy on his phone. So me, Richie, and Dania will be the first three Dayanim, and right, everybody else can speak to us. Here. And then... Well, look at this. Barnea's now ready.
A suggestion.
Am I needed? You're a Dayan.
What?
Am I needed?
Well, if you don't think you're needed, you can leave, and we'll find someone else. You've already done Heter Nedarim.
I did Heter Nedarim. If I'm needed, I'll stay. Otherwise, people like the things are coming.
No, we have enough people. We'll ask three other people.
To everybody, a good
convention. Looking forward to seeing you and hearing you. Okay, so
I wanted to suggest that maybe if it would be one person from the tzibur that does the nusach for everyone, with everyone in mind, rather than, I think last time it was everyone was talking over each other, nobody could hear. It might be a kedai way to do it.
Okay, that's a nice suggestion. So why don't you make it?
Who, me?
Yeah. You wanted to suggest, so okay.
I already did it.
Is it okay if I ask a question? You already did. Yeah. So when you want to make a suggestion, you already did. All right. So why don't we actually appoint you to be the one? Can you talk?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I thought of you was saying before. I don't know if it's a good idea. I could do it for once.
All right. I don't know. I know who can talk. Elroi can talk. He talks beautifully, and he would be happy to talk for everyone. So which nuscha? Yesh lecha nusach?
Eze nusach?
Shala heter nedarim.
Ein lefana, but I'm going to look at this.
As torid et zed, yesh nusach.
Nusach Ashkenazi?
לא חשוב, יש נוסחאות שהן מאוד קלות באינטרנט, אני זוכר בשנה שעברה הורדנו שזה מאוד פשוט להגיד. דניאל, יש לך, אני רואה, אתה יחד עם אורי או לא? אוקיי,
then we start. כן, הוא יכול לשבת פה, יש לי בספר. הנה, אנחנו פה ביחד.
אורי, יחד וזהו.
כן, הנה
אורי. אוקיי, so now the three of us, Daniel, the three of us will be the Dayanim, and then the alternative Dayanim afterwards that we will speak to could be Moshe and Naftali. Can you hang around, Naftali, there? Okay, excellent. And Ari, you're ready to hang around?
Can brothers sit on the same base then, Rebbe?
Oh, yeah, you really actually could, because for Heter Nedarim, but you're right. Okay, Gavi, how about you? Okay, fine. All right. So now we got our two Bate Dinim, and now we have Elroi. Let me get out mine. Dayanim, you have your Nusach. And Elroi, speak it out for everyone. And this is anyone who needs to ask on behalf of their wives, children, and our shlichim, then Elroi atatosif li o ishti b'makom shekatuv ani levad. Seder? And we, the Dayanim, will say the same thing, lachem, instead of just lacha. So, okay. All right, so go for it.
Shtimun rabotai, Dayanim mumchim kol neder o shvua o isar o kunam, או חרם שנדרתי או נשבעתי בהקיץ או בחלום או נשבעתי בשמות הקדושים שאינם נמחקים ושם הוויה בהי וכל מיני נזירות שקיבלתי עליי, ואפילו נזירות שמשון, וכל שום איסור, ואפילו איסור הנאה שאסרתי עליי, או על אחרים, בכל לשון של איסור, בין בלשון איסור או חרם או קונם, וכל שום קבלה, אפילו של מצווה שקיבלתי עליי, בין בלשון נדר, בין בלשון נדבה, בין בלשון נשבועה, בין בלשון נזירות, בין בכל לשון, וגם הנעשה בתקיפת כף, בין כל נדר ובין כל נדבה, ובין שום מנהג של מצווה שנהגתי את עצמי, וכל מצא שפתי שיצא מפי, או שנדרתי וגמרתי וליבי לעשות שום מצווה מהמצוות, או איזו הנהגה טובה, או איזה דבר, או איזה דבר טוב שנהגתי שלוש פעמים ולא התניתי שיהיה בלי נדר, אין דבר שעשיתי, אין על עצמי, אין על אחרים, אין אותם הידועים לי, אין אותם שכבר נשכחו ממני בחולאון, התחרטנה ואון מעיקרה, ושואל ומבקש אני ממעלתכם, עטרה עליהם, כי הראתי פני כשל ונלקטתי חס וחלילה בעוון נדרים, ושבועות ומזירות וחרמות ואיסורים וקונמות והסכמות, ואין אני טועה חס וחלילה על קיום
המצוות. אני אומר את זה אף בשביל אשתי ובני ביתי.
ואין אני טועה חס וחלילה, ואין אני, ואין אנו טועים, ואין אנו טועים חס ושלום, על קיום המעשים הטובים ההם שעשינו, רק אנו מתחרטים על קבלת העניינים בלשון נדר, או שבועה, או נזירות, או איסור, או חרם, או קונם, או הסכמה, או קבלה בלב, ומתחרטים אנחנו על זה, שלא אמרנו, איננו עושים דבר זה בלי נדר, ושבועה ונזירות, וחרם ואיסור וקונם, הקבלה בלב. לכן אנו שואלים מטרה, בחוליון אנחנו מתחרטים על כל הנזכר, בין אם היו המעשים עם דברים הנוגעים בממון, בין מהדברים הנוגעים בגוף, בין מהדברים הנוגעים אל הנשמה. בחוליון אנחנו מתחרטים על לשון נדר, ושבועה ונזירות, ואיסור וחרם וקונם וקבלה בלב. והנה מצד הדין, המתחרט והמבקש התרה צריך לפרוט הנדר. אך דון הרבותיי, כי אי אפשר לפרוטם כי רבים הם ואין אנחנו מבקשים התרה על אותם הנדרים שאין להתיר אותם, על כן יונה ועיניכם כאילו הייתי פרוטם. כאילו היינו פרוטם.
הכל מותרים לכם. מכורים
לכם.
הכל שירויים לכם. אין כאן לא נדר.
לא שבועה ולא נזירות ולא חרם ולא איסור ולא
קונם.
נידוי ולא שמטה ולא ארור. יש כאן מחילה וסליחה וכפרה.
ובשם
של מותרים, בית דין שמטה, כך יהיו מותרים. בית דין שמעלה,
הכל מותרים לכם. הכל מותרים לכם.
הכל מותרים לכם. הכל מותרים לכם. אין כאן לא נדר ולא שואה ולא נזירות. ולא נזירות ולא קונם ולא נידוי. ולא שיעור שמטה ולא ארור. אבל יש כאן מכירה וסליחה וכפרה. אבל יש כאן מכירה וסליחה וכפרה, וכשם שמתירים הבית דין של מטה, כך יהיו מותרים מבית דין של מעלה.
עכשיו לומר את המודעה?
כן, גם בלושה.
הרי אנחנו מוסרים המודעה לפניכם, ואנחנו מבטלים מכאן ולהבא כל הנדרים וכל שבועות ומזירות ובאיסורים וקונמות וחרמות והסכמות וקבלה בלב, שנקבל עלינו.
בעצמנו.
בעצמנו, אין בהקיץ, אין בחלום, חוץ מנדרי תענית בשעת מנחה, ובאם שנשכח לתנאי מודעה הזאת, ונידור מהיום עוד, מעתה, אנחנו מתחרטים עליהם, ומתנים עליהם שיהיו כולן בטלים ובוטלים, לה שרירין ולה קיימין, ולה יאון חלין כלל וכלל, וכולן מתחרט נביאון, מעתה ועד עולם.
Wonderful, beautiful. Okay, then you can say the Yehirat song for everyone afterwards. ירצון מלפניך ולשון רבים.
אין לנו כאן ירצון.
אין לך?
לא, אין לי ירצון.
אז אני אגיד. ירצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, שכל הקללות והארורים ונידויים ונזופים וחרמות והשמטות שקיללנו או שאירענו או שנדדינו או שהרמנו או ששמנו את עצמנו, או את אשתנו, נשינו, בנינו, בני ביתנו, או אחרים אשר מזרע ישראל, או אחרים שקיבלו או נידו אחרים, או ששימתו אותנו, או נשותנו, את שרינו, בני ביתנו, ירצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שאל ישלטו בנו, ואל יעשו רושם, וכל הקללות יתהפכו עלינו לטובה ולברכה, כי דכתיבה יהפוך אדוני אלוהיך לך את הקללה לברכה, כי אהבך, אדוני אלוהיך, כולם מותרים לכם, כולם שרויים לכם, כולם מחובים לכם, כשם שאנו מתירים בביתים שמטה, כך יהיו מותרים בביתים שמעלה, ולא יעשו שום רושם כלל. וכל הכללות יתהפכו עלינו לטובה ולברכה, כי לכתיב, ויהפוך אדוני אלוהיך לך את הכללה לברכה, כי אהבך אדוני אלוהיך. Okay, so now the three of us will speak to our own special Beis Din, and everybody else can leave if they need to go.
Then can we also have one person saying it for the three of us?
Yes, yes. I'll speak for the three of us, if that's okay with all of you. And so we're talking now to our lovely Beis Din over here. Is our Beis Din ready? So all of our members are got a thumbs up, yes? I see three thumbs up. Okay, you know, I forgot to review the dinim of the, you know the dinim, or, yeah, you know the difference between remember, you have to know the difference between a charota and a peta, right? That the charota is where a person is mischaret on the very fact that he ever made an eder, and the petach is where the person is not mischaret on the fact that he made the neder, but that now we're able to persuade him that in the event that he would have been aware of something that wasn't new, wasn't it, but it was something that if he had been fully, instead of engaged in his emotions, he would have been fully aware at the time and thought it over, that at that point, someone would have said to him, you sure you want to do this? And now you're right, I don't really want to do this. So then that's a petach that allows him, we make a charota out of that petach, which is the way we're nayak to do, that he's now, that I realize that, so now I'm mischaret on the matter. But then, that is where the chokham can be matir. Okay, yeah, that's just to know the din, so that you should be able to be Isaac in this. It's not that we're being Isaac in Ptachim over here at all. Okay, judges, get ready. Shimuna rabotai, koneder oshvo isro konemochem, shenadarno nishbanu, בעקיץ או בחלום או שנשבענו בשמות הקדושים וכל מיני נזירות שקיבלנו עלינו, אפילו נזירות שמשון וכל שום איסר, ואפילו איסור הנאה שאסרנו עלינו על האחר בכל לשון של איסר, בין בשון איסר או חרם או קונם ושום קבלה אפילו שום מצווה שקיבלנו על עצמנו, בין בשון נדר, בין בשון נדבה, בין בשון שבועה, בין בשון נזירות, בין בכל לשון, וגם הנעשה בתקיעת כף, בין כל נדר, בין כל נדבה, בין שום מנהג של מצווה, שנהגנו עצמנו וכל מוצא שפתנו שיצא מפינו, שנדרנו וגמרנו בליבנו לעשות שום מצווה, או איזה הנהגה טובה, או איזה דבר טוב, שנהגנו שלוש פעמים, ולא יתננו שיהיה בלי נדר, אין דבר שעשינו על עצמנו, אין על אחרים, אין אותם הידועים לנו, אין אותם שכבר שכחנו, וכולון אנחנו מתחרטים בהם מעיקרה, ושואלים ומבקשים אנו ממעלתכם, התראה עליהם, כי ירינו פני קשר ונלכדנו חס ושולם, ועוון הדור המשבועות ונזירות וחרמות ועשרים מקונמות והסכמות, ואין אנו טועים חס ושולם על קיום המעשים הטובים ההם שעשינו, רק אנו מסחרטים על קבלת העניינים בלשן נדר או שבוע נזירות ועשרים מקונם הסכמו קבלה בלב, ומתחרטים אנו על כך שלא אמרנו, הננו עושה דבר זה בלי נדר, בלי נדר שבוע, בלי נזירות וחרם ויסר וקונם קבלה בלב, לכן אנו שואלים עטרה בחולון, ואנו מסחרטים על כל הנזכר, בין אם היו המעשים מדברים הנוגעים במבון, בין מהדברים הנוגעים בגוף, בין מהדברים הנוגעים על הנשמה, וכולנו אנו מתחרטים על השם נדר שבוע נזירות ויסר וחרם וקונם וקבלה בלב, והנה מצד הדין, המתחרט והמבקש התורה צריך לפרוט הנדר. אך דורנו רבותיי, אי אפשר לפרוטם כי רבים הם, ואין אנו מבקשים התורה על אותם נדרים שאין להתיר אותם, על כן יהיו נא בעיניכם כי אילו היינו פרוטם.
כל יהיו מתרים לכם, הכל מוכרים לכם, חושבים לכם, אין כאן לא נדר, לא שבועה, ולא נזירות, ולא חרם, ולא איסור, ולא קונם, לא נידוי, ולא שמטה, ולא ארור. ויש כאן מחילה וסליחה וכפרה, שם שמתירים, בבית דין של מטה, כך ומתירים, בבית דין של מעלה.
אבי, לא שזה הכל מותרים, לא יהיו מותרים.
זה הכל מותרים?
הכל
מותרים.
הכל מותרים לכם,
הכל מותרים לכם, הכל מוכנים לכם, הכל שום לכם, אין כאן לא נדר ולא שבועה ולא נזירות ולא חרם ולא איסור ולא קונם, לא נידוי ולא שמטה ולא ארור. ויש כאן מחילה, סליחה וחברה, שם שמתירים בביתים של מטה, כך יהיו מותרים בביתים של מעלה.
הכל
כל יום, הכל מוכנים לכם, הכל מוכנים לכם, הכל שיעור לכם. אין כאן לא נדר ולא שבועה ולא נזרות ולא חרם
ולא
איסור ולא קונם ולא נידוי ולא שמת ולא ערות. יש כאן מכילה וסליחה וחברה. שם שמתאים לבית דין של מטה, כך גם אתם לבית דין של מעלה.
הרי אנו מוסרים מודעות, אנו מבטלים מכאן ולהבא כל הנדרים וכל השבועות בזירות ועשרים לקונמות וחרמות והסכמות וקבלה בלב שנקבל עלינו בעצמנו, הן בהקיץ, הן בחלום, חוץ מנדרי תענית בשעת מנחה. ובאם נשכח לתנאי מודעה הזאת ונדור מהיום עוד, מעתה אנו מתחרטים עליהם, מתנים עליהם שכולם בטלם ובבטלים, לא שרירים ולא קיימים ולא יון חולם כלול וכלול. וכולם אנו מתחרטים בהם מעתה ועד עולם. יהי רצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהי, אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, שכל הקללות והארורים והנידויים והנזיפות והחרמות והשמטות שקיללנו או שאיררנו או שנידינו או שהחרמנו או ששמתנו את עצמנו או את נשותינו או את בני ביתנו או את אחרים אשר מזרע ישראל עמנו או אחרים שקיללו או נידו אחרים או ששמתו אותנו או נשותינו או זרענו ובני ביתנו, ירצון מלפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולא יעבותינו, שאל ישלטו בנו ואל יעשו ראשה, וכל הכללות יתפכו עלינו לטובה ולברכה, כי לכתיב יהפוך אדוני אלוהיך לך את הכללה לברכה, כי אהבך אדוני אלוהיך.
כולם תרועים לכם, כולם מוכלים לכם,
כולם מוכלים לכם, כולם
מוכלים
לכם. כשם שאנחנו מתאים בבית דין של מטה, כך מותרים בבית דין של מעלה. לא יעשו שום רשם כלל, כל הכללות יתפכו עלינו לטובה ולברכה. תכתיב ויהפוך אדוני אלוהיך לך את הכללה והברכה, כי לך אדוני
אלוהיך. תארים לכם, כולם שרויים לכם, כולם מכולים לכם,
כולם שרויים לכם, כולם שרויים לכם, כשם שאנחנו מפרעתים בטן של מטה, כך יום מטרים בטן
של מעלה.
לא יעשו שום ראשם כלל, כולם כללות,
כללות יצחפו
עלינו לטובה ולברכה, תכתיב ויהפוך אדוני
אלוהיך,
את הכללה לברכה, כי ילך אדוני
אלוהיך. כולם מטרים
לכם,
כולם
שרויים
לכם, כולם מכולים לכם,
כולם מכולים לכם, כשם שאנחנו
מתירים בבית דין של
מטה, כך מותרים בבית דין של מעלה, ולא יעשו שום רשם כלל,
וכל הכללות יתהפכו
עלינו לטובה ולברכה, כתכתיב יהפוך אדוני אלוהיך
לברכה,
כתכללה לברכה, כי יהפך אלוהיך.
Thank you so much everyone. Wishing you ktiva v'chatima tova,
Yisroot
tovot, a wonderful, wonderful year, and looking forward to meeting Bezrat Hashem at 2:30 if you're able to discuss inyanim of Rosh Hashanah, and thanking Benny for all of his wonderful work the whole year, putting up the Daf Yomi every day, splicing, doing all these complicated splicings the past week. Very, very grateful. I know it takes time and it's deeply appreciated. Okay, kol tov, and we'll see you Bezrat Hashem soon. It's so wonderful.
Good.
It's good. It's good. It's good.